Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel files at the United States Supreme Court on behalf of a Maine church where you now have the most restrictions in the entire country on churches and places of worship. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead. Well, Holly, we're now back at the Supreme Court again. This is multiple trips that we have done in the last several months, and this one's on behalf of Calvary Chapel of Bangor. It's in Maine against Governor Janet Mills. Maine now has the dubious distinction of being the state with the most severe restrictions in the country on churches and places of worship.
Yeah, no more than 50 people in the building, despite the size of it. It's
ridiculous. They actually say no more than 50. And then when we filed at the United States Supreme Court originally, they changed it and said, well, no more than 5 per 1,000 square feet. Well, in our case, they knew exactly the square footage of Calvary Chapel. So whether it's no more than 50 or no more than 5 people per 1,000 square feet, it comes up to 50. And the point is that they have 48 men and women in their residential discipleship recovery program. It's a year-long ministry on site for people who have been addicted to drugs and alcohol. And they live there, they worship in the church, they have Bible studies, and this is where they're trained and mentored, and this is where they find release from their addictions. And so every time that they've met, every single time for worship, since March of 2020, has been illegal just for that group alone, because you have 48 men and women. The very core essence of that ministry is worship and Bible studies. You add the pastoral staff, they're always over 50, and it used to be zero could worship, then 10, now more than 50. Every single time it's been illegal, a violation of state law.
Well, bottom line, we've got a dictator governor, Janet Mills, who likes to extend her oppressive hand on churches. This has nothing to do with the virus, nothing to do with safety, but she obviously does not like churches, so she extends her dictator hand. But, you know, we experienced that in California, and look what happened there.
Yeah, in California, we had also another dictator, Governor Gavin Newsom, and they had up until we struck down their restrictions, the most restrictions in the entire country, no worship for almost 300 days. And now we have a court-ordered agreement. It's a permanent statewide injunction, the first one in the country, permanent, meaning that it will never allow California, Governor Newsom, or any other future governors, or any person or any agency of the state ever again to discriminate against churches and places of worship. And it's statewide, and it's the first in the country, and California has been ordered to pay $1.35 million in attorney's fees and cost. And as a result, Holly, there's a number of other cases out there that had been in litigation, a church that was fined over $3 million. All of those churches now across the state get the same benefit of this permanent injunction because it's statewide, and it's just now a matter of how much will California have to pay every one of those churches for their unconstitutional restrictions.
So regarding Janet Mills, perhaps it's time to call her up. And as you often say, the handwriting is on the wall.
We sent Janet Mills, her attorney general, the actual settlement in the district court order with the $1.35 million in attorney's fees and costs so that it would be like a shot over the bow.
Right.
But, you know, in this particular case, they are blind and they can't hear and they're not going to budge until they're forced to do so. So we're not going to give up. We're at the Supreme Court. We have asked the Supreme Court for a full review of the case. But the governor waited until the last day to ask for a 30-day extension, then waited until the 30-day extension was almost expired, and then asked for another 30-day extension. At that point in time, we said, you know, enough is enough, because I know what you're trying to do. They're trying to kick the can down the road until the Supreme Court ends its term at the end of June, and then we have nothing until the Supreme Court comes back to reconvene at the very end of September and the first part of October. So we filed this emergency or this injunction pending the petition for cert, It's at the Supreme Court now. So pray for this case because we're asking the Supreme Court to issue emergency relief while this case is pending consideration at the High Court. Because again, it's not just that every meeting with the 48 men and women in the Calvary Residential Discipleship Ministry Program has been illegal, but that doesn't even count any other people who are not in that residential program. That means they can't come to church. And that has been so for now two Easters, two Palm Sundays, Christmas, every single time that they meet, illegal.
Or they do so with penalty of jail and fines.
Exactly. You know. Speaking of which, we, after 52 Sundays, 52, the city of Chicago has now dismissed against two Romanian pastors that we represent disorderly conduct and mob action charges.
That's mob action for having church.
Yeah, we didn't mispronounce that. Mob action. They got charged with having mob action violations for having church in large sanctuaries with more than 10 people.
You know, when you say mob action, I think of like The Godfather or something like that, not pastors having church.
And these are Romanian
in America.
Pastors. Romanian pastors.
Mm-hmm. They know what communism is like, and so they slapped these citations at them for having church, and they're like, that's
they
not
also,
stopping us.
They also, you know, when that didn't deter them, they sent this threatening letter declaring them a public nuisance for having more than 10 people in the sanctuary for worship. You're a public nuisance. You're engaging in mob action if you have more than 10 people in these sanctuaries. And the threat of a public nuisance now, they also added that we could actually tear down your building, destroy your building, do anything we want to your building without any judicial process or notice. That's when we went to the Supreme Court. And just hours before the state of California or state of Illinois had to respond, they repealed their restrictions. So there's no restrictions right now in Illinois because of this case, but we are still pushing forward to make sure, again, like in California, mm-hmm. that's fine that we've got relief right now. But Holly, as we've said, we don't ever want to go down this road again. And so in California, we have permanent relief now forever. And we want to make sure that that's the same in all the other states, including Illinois.
Well, you know, and Pastor Christian in Chicago has shared that these same tactics that Chicago has tried to bully him and our other church, Logos Baptist Ministries, are the same tactics they use in communist countries from which they came in Romania. So he's like, I'm not buying this. And they continued to meet. And praise God, he honored that so that 52 Sundays after they were issued these citations, they dedicated a brand new building which seats 1,200 people. It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful building. I was not able to attend the dedication service just a few Sundays ago because I was in another meeting, but our Chief Litigation Counsel, Vice President of Legal Affairs, Horatio, or Harry as we call him, Mihet, who was born and raised in Romania and ultimately immigrated to the United States with his family in 1990, he was there. He speaks Romanian, and we have a photograph that we're looking at mm-hmm. right here where Pastor Christian Ionescu is giving Harry, on behalf of Liberty Council, this amazing-looking scroll-like plaque. And it's just a thank you for standing with them in the midst of darkness against this oppression and working for their freedom. And they actually have a scripture verse at the bottom. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 3 through 5, and it says this: I can testify that by their own free will, they have given to the utmost of their ability, yes, even beyond their ability. They begged us earnestly for the privilege of participating in this ministry to the saints. We did not expect that. They gave themselves to the Lord first and then to us, since this is God's will. Isn't that an amazing passage that they used to thank the Ministry of Liberty Council?
And you know what's amazing? They went from a 500-seat auditorium to now 1,200 people, which they packed out at this service, to just see that God is causing revival in these churches that the government is trying to oppress.
Yeah, their morning service is all Romanian. Their evening service is all English. These are Romanian immigrants who immigrated to America. They're U.S. citizens. They love America.
And they baptized many people on that Sunday,
too.
They
baptized many people.
So God is working.
This is an example, Holly, like what you're saying, of revival
right.
that we are literally witnessing, whether it's in Florida with the river at Tampa Bay, Harvest Rock Church in California, this church, Elim Romanian Pentecostal Church, Logos Baptist Ministries, and many, many others. They're witnessing revival. The pastors who stood against this persecution and their churches are witnessing incredible revival. God is rewarding those faithful. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.